It's Wednesday here at LifeWords Day by Day, which means it's Worldview Wednesday. God created gender. He created gender differences, and He created sex. It's not as if God created Adam and Eve, and then as He was walking away, turned around to look at His good creation and said, "Oh no, what are they doing?" But this sexual relationship was given in the context of a marriage relationship where love and kindness and tenderness and sacrifice are displayed. And I still contend that the sexual relationship in marriage is the overflow of all of these other displays of love working rightly. But before we dive into biblical sexuality, we need to understand that the proper view of the Bible sees the Bible as not only authoritative, but authoritatively good. And what it prescribes for sexuality and marriage is prescribed for all of humanity, not just the church. You see, there are practices that are for the church and for Christians only, such as baptism, the Lord's Supper, praying. And then there are practices and institutions that were designed for all of humanity, such as marriage, parenthood. So the reason why we care about marriage in general is because we believe that the Bible is our authority and that God created marriage for all of humanity and His Word governs it. That's part of our worldview. Now, you may wonder, well, that sounds a little overreaching, Cliff, in that you're asking other people, other particular people who may not believe in God, to take on your worldview regarding sexuality and marriage. But remember, everyone has a worldview, and everyone has an ultimate authority, and it's usually our own selves, and ideas and worldviews have consequences, even sexual worldviews. If you don't believe me, just consider the raging controversy over the bill a few months ago that sought to keep sexual orientation discussions out of the third grade and below classrooms. And have you noticed that all of this new sexual worldview is being targeted at younger and younger people? College campuses, Disney, and now third graders? Why is that? Because the people pushing the agenda want your kids and my kids to buy into their worldview. But hear me clearly. I'm not trying to regulate what takes place in other people's bedrooms. But when that relationship has public inreach, then you better believe I care. But first, God emphasized gender before He emphasized marriage and this sexual relationship. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "Male and female He created them." Well, what are you getting at, Cliff? Well, at the least, it means that we are to notice the distinction in the creative and biological order. The idea here is not that He asked them what they felt like, but that He physically created them a certain and distinct way, male and female. Today when you pray, please pray for Marco Gaspar and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Portugal. And also remember the Cron Western LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Liberia.